calls are growing for children to be included in Australia's vaccine rollout as outbreaks of the highly contagious Delta variant spread across several states now. Just one of Australia's two approved vaccines, the Pfizer dose, is authorised for use in children over 16 years of age, and the Therapeutic Goods Authority is expediting an application to approve the use of Pfizer on teens aged between 12 and 15. Professor Ben Murray is the co-director of the Murray Bashir Institute for Infectious Diseases at Sydney University and a paediatrician at the Children's Hospital in Westmead. Ben Murray, welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
There are lots of nervous parents out there now that much of the country is in lockdown. Kerry Chant, the New South Wales Chief Health Officer, has called on vaccination to include children. What do you think? Should we be vaccinated children? Most over 16s are not eligible in most states at this time.
Fran, I think the situation has changed with Delta, that in the past we were fairly confident that children rarely get disease and don't contribute a lot to transmission in the community. But Delta, we know, is far more readily transmissible. And I think what has changed in recent months is that, first of all, we now see the damage done to children by not being in school. And we also now know that we have effective and safe vaccine options, with Canada, the US, the UK and the EU all having approved Pfizer in the 12 to 15 year age group, which we haven't yet done.
Just in terms of them being approved in those countries, can we say, has there been enough time and usage yet to say that it is safe to extend this virus to younger kids?
I think we've learned that one should always be careful and have very good systems in place to monitor for very rare adverse events. And clearly, initial trials only including thousands of people can't detect very rare side effects. Those trials haven't shown any adverse events of concern. We also now have the data of these other countries that have implemented vaccine rollouts in adolescents. And at this point, we're not seeing any safety signal of concern, and we do know that we can offer protection, so that the efficacy is well established. The adverse events, we know, if there's any, is minimal, and there's no safety signal at the moment.
Currently in Australia, the Northern Territory has opened up vaccinations to teenagers aged 16 and above. But in other jurisdictions, some teenagers are eligible. I think First Nations teenagers are, or if young people have underlying medical conditions or their parents are healthcare workers. So what are the criteria and the factors that GPs are weighing up when making a decision like this? And is it up to individual GPs? Is that how it should be run?
I think there's two issues here. The one is clearly for the individual person to approach his GP to weigh the risk-benefit and decide whether a vaccine is right for them or their children. But we probably, I think, are not adequately considering the harm that's done to children by the disruption to their education. And that may call for a national strategy to think, how do we get kids back to school and keep them in school without ongoing disruptions? I think that hasn't been recognised as an important need for children that we need to consider in our calculations.
Well, as a paediatrician, what do you say is the damage? How do you compare and contrast, I suppose, the damage being done by children not being at school? How would you quantify that to the risk of perhaps, long COVID? Do we know if children are susceptible to the same condition? And the risk of a vaccine where we don't have normally the body of data we would have yet?
Yes, I think that will all be submitted, obviously, as part of the Pfizer application, current evidence on safety. Like I said, there's no real safety concern at this point. We know that if children were to become infected, they're probably at far greater risk, even though the risk is small, from natural infection than from vaccination. So I think the risk-benefit issue at the moment is in favour of the vaccines strongly. The harm of not being in school, clearly the vaccine rollout won't be a quick fix. We're not going to get kids back to school within the coming weeks, but we have to think longer term. This virus is not going away. It's going to be with us probably forever, but for the coming years. So we need to think, how do we get kids back to school and keep them in school? We don't want these interruptions, just like we don't want repeated lockdowns, we don't want repeated interruptions to children's education. And that needs to be part of our long-term planning.
So what's the timing on this, Ben Murray? I mean, vaccine stocks are a part of a problem. We couldn't just start vaccinating all kids over 16 or even over 12 because we just still don't have the supplies in Australia. But when we do, would you agree with the Chief Health Officer of New South Wales, Kerry Chant, that we should start doing it? And would you put it at 16 or 12, and given what we've seen in terms of kids spreading the Delta virus?
Yeah. I think at the moment We have got evidence to move that age bracket down to 12. That's obviously contingent on the formal TGA approval. But I think we should definitely plan to get vaccines into children 12 and above. We also have the luxury of having a captive audience with children in schools. We've got a well-established vaccine administration program through the HPV program. And we need to use all the avenues we possibly can to get the vaccine out there, to get our whole society into a more resilient position.
Would you vaccinate through schools, Ben?
Yes, I think there's nothing that prevents us from considering, just like we are considering workplace vaccination, we should be considering school vaccination as an option.
Ben Murray, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Professor Ben Murray is co-director of the Murray Bashir Institute for Infectious Diseases at Sydney University and a paediatrician at the Children's Hospital in Westmead.